I'm Vicki Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks about keeping and raising chickens from a broody hen.
My family and I started keeping chickens 2 years ago. Since then, we've raised birds for eggs and for meat, and we've always gotten the baby chicks at our local farm store. But this season, I started wondering, what would it take to get a hen to hatch a few fertilized eggs on her own? I turned to my friend Justine Rice, who has a large flock of chickens in Truro, and accidentally started breeding her birds last summer.
It was end of July, very hot. We had a bunch of eggs in there, and one of the hens wouldn't come off them. But I managed to get some out from under there, and I gave some to a friend and had the others for myself. And both of us cracked a weird-looking egg into our frying pan and realized that I had a broody hen.
A broody hen, in layman's terms, is a chicken who's decided she wants to start a family. Most modern hens have been specifically bred to suppress broody behavior. A hen stops laying eggs when she starts incubating and hatching them, which isn't good if you're trying to sell eggs. But despite farmers' best efforts, sometimes a hen's reproductive instincts still kick in. And once this happens, there's not much a person can do to sway her.
And so she sat on the rest of them, and we got 3 chicks out of it, but one didn't survive. And the other 2 were roosters.
And how long did she sit?
She sat for probably 3 weeks. There was no one going near her. They get really weird. It was dark in there. She stayed on there the whole time. I would put a tiny bit of food in the corner for her and leave water there for her, which she rarely even got off the eggs to get. She was made weird noises anytime anyone went into the coop during the day. She tolerated them coming in at night. And that was it. She didn't get off them.
The biology of it all is fascinating. In the wild, a female bird of any species lays an egg a day until they're ready to start sitting on the nest, all the while leaving them in the nest at outside temperature. And with chickens, it works the same way. A fertilized egg won't start developing until a mother hen begins to sit on it continuously, keeping it at the same temperature as her body day and night. But unlike most wild birds, hens will sit on any chicken's eggs, not just their own. This means farmers can isolate certain hens and roosters they want to breed, collect their fertilized eggs, and then set them under another hen who goes broody and is a good mother. No matter what day the eggs were laid and who they were laid by, they'll all develop on the same schedule and hatch at the same time.
The thing is I didn't know anything, so I didn't follow any rules and it all worked. When I read up on it myself, I was like, how did this happen? But it did happen, and I think she just seemed to figure it out.
And when they came out, I mean, did you see them hatch? Like, how did that happen? What did it look like?
The morning we were going away to Boston overnight when we never leave, that was when that happened. And so we watched it happen that morning. We had to leave at about 1 o'clock, and we just left it in her hands. We left food there. When I read up, they usually stay underneath her for about 24 hours before they come out or she'll get off them. And I knew by the way she was being with the other hens that there was no way anyone was going to be going near her.
It takes about 15 days from the time a hen starts setting a clutch of eggs until they hatch. After Justine's broody hen hatched her chicks, Justine moved them into their own crate, separate from the rest of the flock. One chick was weak and died right away. One of the others, a healthy rooster, was stepped on and has a lame leg. But he's still grown to full size and is otherwise remarkably healthy.
And now, here he is. So these we call the twins because there are characters in the story. They definitely have taught me what to do rather than the other way around.
It's clear when Justine talks about her birds, how much they mean to her and how much she enjoys caring for and learning from them. Justine says she's curious to see whether the same hen will go broody again this summer. And in the meantime, she's thinking of expanding to goats. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about hens going broody and keeping your own chickens right on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.